female club. This is Kyle Sett here.
Yes, he is in California.
Kevin Dean from Buffalo. Yep. Him and his, is this his wife?
I believe it's his wife and a hat they designed something.
What's happening, Kevin? How you doing?
Real good. How you doing?
This is good. We saw a picture in the paper of the hat, and it's a cool story because of the relationship that you're from Buffalo and your wife is a costume designer for television. So we got to get the whole story here. So first of all, how long ago did you move from Buffalo?
I moved out here in 87. Moved out to California in 87.
And you're a sweet home dude?
I am, yeah. Sweet home grad.
And how'd you meet your wife, who's a Hollywood costume designer?
Well, we were working together on the same set. It was a little Comedy Central show called Strip Mall with Julie Brown.
Oh, sure. And you went out to L.A. to work on that?
Well, I actually moved out here from New York City, living there for a couple of years, and came out here to get into motion picture television.
And you have some great credits in your own right, beyond just your wife.
I like to think so, yeah. But she's my best credit, I guess.
No. Well, like what? Give us a little bit of your highlights of Hollywood.
Well, the first film I worked on was Phantasm II back in the mid-80s. Worked on Beverly Hills 90210 for quite a while. A lot of television.
What's your expertise, actually?
I'm a key grip.
Key grip. All right. So you marry a girl who's a costume designer.
Yep.
And she obviously not from Buffalo.
No, she's a Southern California girl.
But you have instilled the Buffalo spirit in her, and now she has designed something for Buffalo sports fans.
Absolutely. Well, she understands my heart is always in Buffalo.
So what is it?
She's been back quite often. Those place loves it too. And she designed a hat that kind of shows off that spirit. It's a furry buffalo hat. Being a costume designer, she likes to make people happy by creating costumes to show off their attitude, I guess.
She's also a fan of the Flintstones?
Well, I guess you could say that. She's a fan of just costume in general.
You know, that hat looks like the grand poobah of the water buffaloes.
There's a certain influence there, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, and I've seen hats like that before, and I don't know where people got them from, but this is a new design, and you're making this available to the public, or is it just more for fun, or what?
No, absolutely. No, well, we made them for my family originally, just the two of us, just, you know, at our house, and it was such a hit that we decided to go kind of on a mass scale. We currently just have a limited run of 1,000, but we're going to make more, because the reaction has been phenomenal.
Has the 1,000 sold out already?
We're close. We're getting ready to do another run.
I like that the horns can snap on and off and be put in different positions according to what you, the fan, you know, see fit.
Right, yeah. Well, Carrie likes to make things modular and, adjustable. So if you're not feeling horny, I guess you can take the horns off.
I was going to say, snap on and adjustable. I'm hearing a whole different angle.
Now, you can take it any direction you like, I guess.
Where do you go now? You're in L.A., and the hockey game, the Sabres-Islanders game, do you go to a bar? Do you watch it at home? Do you are you out of... Because we don't look at L.A. as being, you know, maybe so hockey fanish as we are in Buffalo.
Well, it's not. There's a lot of Kings fans out here, obviously. But, you know, the time difference is rough, too. I'm on the back lot of 20th Century Fox right now. We're getting ready to start choosing a pilot.
For what show?
It's a Fox pilot. You look for it next season. It's called Born in the USA.
Cool.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning here, so, you know, the time difference is rough because the game starts so early.
Right.
So you do what you got to do. You go to a bar, you're just getting out of work. There's a lot of hockey fans out here. I'll tell you, the Buffalo fans are rabid. Especially the further away you get from Buffalo, they think they get more intense.
This is the year to be a fan.
Well, I've been a fan since 70, you know, since they started, but really excited about this year.
Your wife works for what show?
She currently works on The Office and Scrubs, which both seasons just currently wrapped up. But she got all the stars of both shows at the wrap parties to wear the Buffalo hat.
Oh, cool.
We got pictures of Zach Braff and the whole gang from Scrubs and Steve Carell and all the gang from The Office. And so that's pretty cool,
Where can we see that? What's the website or whatever?
BestEverBuffalo.com.
Okay.
It made me laugh a little bit because I was like, wow, a costume designer for The Office, where people dress in office attire, and Scrubs, where they wear scrubs.
Right. Well, Carrie, she has to make people look real, so it's not as easy as you would imagine. No. But,
is she working on the costumes for O Calcutta, the TV show? You know, Chris,
that would be an easy one, I guess.
What does a costume designer do for The Office? I mean, you tell them to go to Men's Warehouse and...
They got a tie.
I tell you, that's the greatest misconception is that actually those two shows are more difficult because, the Scrubs, she ended up having to come up with a whole new line. She designed a designer line of Scrubs, which we're selling on the internet as well. That's our first entrepreneurial enterprise.
She couldn't find
good scrubs that made people look good, so she came up with her own cut and her own design, so we decided to market them. We have another website called bestoverscrubs.com.
Cool.
And we've been doing that for a couple of years. After she went through all the R&D to make them look good and find the right fabric, she decided, let's go for it. Let's see what we can sell them. We've been doing that for 2 years.
Well, anytime anybody from Buffalo is doing something cool, we like to hear about it, especially if it's Sabres related, and it's playoff time, and
We're totally psyched out here. Yeah, everybody's excited out here, and we're going for the cup this year. We hope.
And the website again?
BestEverBuffalo.com.
Awesome. Hey, listen, tell your wife we said great idea. Thanks to both of you, and go Sabres.
Go Sabres. Thank you very much.
All right, so long.
All right, take care, guys. Bye.
That's one of the top stories, actually, on Channel 2 this morning.
It's a neat-looking hat. They had a lot of people, I guess, wearing it last night.
It does have that kind of Flintstone-y kind of look, but it's bestEverBuffalo.com. Jixter just got back. He was on TV this morning. Promoting.